I want to invite you into a practice that we'll be doing all throughout the training. We talked a little bit yesterday about setting intent and the importance and the power of setting intent. So we want to do that each day as part of your practice, part of your training, to be able to get really, really good at setting your intent and the power of it. So I want to share a story or two with you, and then I'm going to invite you to get into smaller groups with a resource person. We call them the mastermind groups, and that you'll be meeting with them periodically throughout the training, one to set intent in the morning and perhaps for other things along the way. So back in Anchor Point Associates in Salt Lake City, Utah, Tim Hallbaum and Susie Smith, that was their NLP Institute many years ago when I went through my practitioner training. They were doing a series of modeling projects at the time to model healers. So they were looking at various kinds of healers, some that did energy work like Reiki practitioners and other kinds of energy work. And they were able to connect with a Peruvian shaman named Amerigo Ybarra. Anybody of you ever heard of Amerigo Ybarra? Okay, a couple? So Amerigo, they did a modeling project with him in southern Utah. So they went down into the deserts down in southern Utah, and there was a group of people that were modeling some of the healing practices of the Peruvian shamans. And one of the gentlemen in the group was starting to have the early symptoms of multiple sclerosis and asked if Amerigo would work with him. So Amerigo said sure and had him lay on the ground, and he did some interesting things. He rattled over him for a while, sang some songs, and then he talked softly to one of his arms for a little while. And this went on for about an hour or so. And then the guy got up and he just felt dramatically better and could move more easily. And so the group was really impressed by that and asked him, so they asked the shaman, so when did the healing occur? When did the healing actually occur? And the shaman looked a little bit confused by the question. He says, well, when I set my intent, of course. The rest was just ceremony. So I thought that was a very powerful, powerful statement, that the healing happened when the shaman set his intent. Now, I would imagine some of you are aware, I know there's at least one law of attraction coach in here somewhere. Is that, well, there you are. You were over there before. Yeah, I had you spatially anchored over there. In the law of attraction, Abraham Hicks, there's material, the law of attraction, the science of deliberate creation, they used to call it. They have this practice they call segment intending. So segment intending is where you take your day and you divide it into natural segments. So for, like many of us on a work day, you might have the segment where you get up and get ready for work. And then you drive to work. And then maybe you get to work and you check your messages. And then maybe you attend meetings or something like that. But there's these natural segments of your day. And so for each segment of the day, you could set your intent for that segment. And imagine how powerful that would be, that as you're moving through the day, you're looking forward to the next segment and you set your intent at the beginning. So for example, it might be, I'm gonna get ready for work and get the kids out the door on time and stress-free.
It works.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely it works. It's very true in my experience. Abraham, it's actually Jerry and Esther Hicks are the people. But if you look online, Abraham Hicks, that'll get you to their material. The Secret. The book or the movie, The Secret, if any of you have seen that. Yeah. So this practice of segment intending is really powerful. If even in the segment of driving to work, I intend to get to work on time and I intend to get there safely. So there's a powerful thing that happens when you say, I intend to. That language is very important. I intend to. Now, the shamans have a very deep understanding of the power of intent. So, for example, the word intention is different from intent. So intention is, you'll learn later, is a nominalized verb. Okay? It takes a process and turns it into a noun. So when somebody says, my intention is, it's more like, I've made a decision. My decision is to do something or to achieve something. Intent is different. Intent is a state, more like a state that you hold that carries you there, that carries you along the way. So when you say, I intend to, that's a little more powerful. Now, there's a great quote I want to share with you from the... Any of you read the Carlos Castaneda books? Okay. This is a quote from Don Juan, who was Carlos Castaneda's shamanic teacher, mentor. It says, impeccability begins with a single act that has to be deliberate, precise, and maintained. If that act is repeated long enough, one acquires a sense of unbending intent, which can be applied to anything else. If that is accomplished, the road is clear. One thing will lead to another until the warrior realizes his or her full potential. That sense of unbending intent. Now, if you practice this, like segment intending and this and setting intent at the beginning of the day, what happens is you start to live your life more intentionally. It becomes natural for you. It just integrates into who you are. And you start moving through the world that way and accomplishing things almost effortlessly. Because your system will align to make it happen. And that's the strength of intent. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, again, have Damon come up and divide you into groups. And when you get into your groups, all I want you to focus on is stating your intent for the day. So if you would, limit any other, like, extraneous discussions or questions, and just state your intent for the day. And it could be a very broad intent, or it could be a very specific intent. But this is just to get into the practice of setting intent for the day. So how'd it go? Do you feel differently now that you're clear on what your intent is for the day? And the nice thing is now your brain is like set. It's like you've opened the file in the computer to put stuff in. And so it's really neat. Your brain actually will find a way of storing this stuff in a more organized way. That then supports your greater intents for this training and your life and working with other people. So it's a really good practice. And like I said, we'll do this every weekend in the morning. You'll meet with your mastermind groups.